What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Love in Reality podcast. I am your emotionally stunted host for the evening, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about Love Island Season 7, episode kind of 19, a little bit talking about the bombshells, and then, of course, the explosive episode 20 that we just end up watching right there. As always, we thank you guys so much for tuning into Love and Reality Podcast. And I'm joined by my co-host here, Ashley. How are you?
I'm not okay, but we're gonna get into that.
There's already comments here. Everybody that has listened to this show, anybody that follows me on social media, already understands that this is no, to answer the question, I am not okay right now. To be honest with you, this, outside of the results, this was a pretty good episode of Love Island. Correct me if I'm wrong before we go, like I said, we'll go back a little bit and I want to get everybody's opinion on everything in just a second, but is this the first time they've ever had a recoupling at Casa?
Yes.
Ever?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Normally they bring
them normally together.
Normally it's the guys that go to Casa and the girls stay at the villa. And so when the guys come back from Casa to the villa, they usually, it's either they come alone or they bring whoever they had a connection with. And that's when the girls find out, like, oh, I've been faithful and you brought this person back. So
we're entering what I believe you would also kind of coin that a new territory with the season, right? I feel like in order to keep a season kind of fresh, you know what I mean? In order to keep things kind of fresh in the season. And I mean, we're seeing a lot of evolution of changes with a lot of people complaining. And I do want to double down on Love Island's comment. You know what I mean? Let's be rational about things, right? You know what I mean? I say this every year before Love is Blind. The difference between like Love is Blind is you have all these people who are not famous. 99% of the time, those people are like, have 500 followers, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 followers at most, get thrusted on these shows and they hate them. I will sit here all day and we will talk, Ashley and I will sit here all day and make fun of or make light of or criticize things, or but we're not going to go into their comment section. Never. and talk about all of these things. You know what I mean? Keep it civil, keep it smart, keep it, you know, responsible. But before we get into the traumatic episode of tonight, because it's traumatic, I want to talk about our newbies, right? You know what I mean? We had the Casa Amore, Amora dud start. We sent the girls packing. everybody wants
Tom Huda girl.
Gone. Everybody wants Huda gone. But what we're going to do is I want everybody following on, listening at home too, I want you guys to give us your opinion of each of the new girls first in the villa here that were meshing with the guys. First, we're going to talk about Clark. I didn't know. There's a lot to unpack with Clark and a lot to unpack with like what happened in episode 20 with the transition of Clark and I'm forgetting that. And Coco. Yeah, Clark and Coco. But Ashley, what are your kind of thoughts of Clark to kind of like initial going on right there?
I feel like going back to episode 19, I feel like she was cool, but I didn't think like anybody was into her.
Agreed.
So I'm just confused at everything now. Yeah, she's gorgeous, DJ. Clark is fine. Like, she is gorgeous. That's without a given, but I don't know. I'm very surprised because she didn't seem like she had a connection with anybody.
Yeah, definitely. What we saw tonight was definitely people making moves to stay in the house. You know what I mean? And I'll unpack that a little bit more in a little bit as well, because there's some things that happened that made sense in the long run, especially for some of the new people in the house, right? Coco, I mean, I don't really know what there can be said about her other than, holy cow.
She is like, beautiful. She's beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
I really like her a lot.
I like her personality. I think she is I think she's probably like one of the more mature people on the show as well.
For sure.
I definitely saw the way some of the conversations, the way she moves feels sincere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was definitely a fan of Coco. What about you, Ashley?
Yeah, I definitely liked her. And obviously the guys liked her too.
I mean,
like, she came in and I'm like, okay, Coco, I see you. She's very beautiful.
Yeah, DJ agrees. Coco is gorgeous. Yeah, she's gorgeous. I think Coco has a potential to go all the way to the end. I totally agree with that statement. I do think so too. I think that Coco has a chance to make it to the long run. All right, Grayson. I'm trying to debate on how blunt I want to make this statement, but she just reminds you of the prototypical blonde that you get on a reality TV show.
Is she giving Hannah?
That too. Which she falls in that same boat. You know what I mean?
I mean, it is what it is.
It is. We'll move on right away off that comment. We'll move right on. Jaden. I don't know. I'm sorry. There's just nothing. I've got nothing here too.
I have nothing for her either. I love that she shared that she had diabetes. Her and Nick connected with that. He knew right away. That's all I can give you. Like, I don't know much else.
Right. and then we have Vanna, which I think part of what has stemmed the conversations online about being nice has come from the massive amount of memes that have come from Vanna. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that apparently she's 21, mm-hmm. right? And she's had more work than a Kardashian. But another one, to be honest with you, I'm neutral, don't really care. Honestly,
I didn't feel anything from her either. I did wake up to a lot of memes. But I will say, like, even when Jalen walked in, I feel like people were talking about him too, saying like he doesn't look his age and things like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know about Vanna.
Yeah, I don't. 21 going on 44. All right, let's see here. Let's move on to the boys, which is going to have a quick rundown too, because I have feelings too. All right, Brian, look, I think one of the mandatory things in the season was you had to have tattoos, or like you were just like your prototypical white boy.
For sure.
Like, it was just like no in between. I do like his Al Pacino tattoo. And
a lot of people have been saying that was James Charles right next to the Al Pacino. I don't know if you know who James Charles is, but he's a makeup influencer. So it was pretty funny.
Who's that? Is that? I can't zoom in, but who's that right there?
I have no idea. But yeah, I guess tattoos were like, hey, you got tats, you're on.
What, any vibes from Brian so far?
No, he seems kind of dry. I mean, okay, he's getting a connection with Audrina. Cool, but I mean, we'll learn more of him. We're only on day two, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly, DJ. Brian found a way to get Audrina, and that's all. That's all we need to know.
Exactly. Let's move on to Chris. I got thoughts on him, but I'll let you kick it off.
I like Chris. He seems cool. That's all I got for you, though. Like, I don't dislike him.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about him?
Chris, you know, hang on 1 second. I have to make sure of something. Chris is the big tall one, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. He's the one I like. Okay, yeah, I like Chris.
Chris and what's his name?
JD?
Yeah, they're both like super tall.
Who's with Shelly?
Chris.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think I like his personality. I like his personality. Nobody liked Chris until he'll find out he's 6'8". Yes. Look, there has been some funny ass memes going around about you know, when somebody said, oh my god, they want Chris to walk back in the villa and put his like elbow on top of Ace's head and just be like, what's up, brother? That's how tall he is.
I can't wait to see the, you know, side by side when they're standing next to each other. The memes are gonna go crazy.
It's going to be insane. Like, there's no question about it. It's going to be quite insane. All right. That's enough with Chris. Let's talk about Teemu Jack Harlow, as I'll call him. Any thoughts on Teemu Jack Harlow?
He seems cool. Teemu Jack Harlow is crazy. I don't know. Elin? None of these guys.
Weird name.
None of these guys are like, we're only on day two. And I'm like,
So. Stop cyberbullying us short, folks.
No, DJ, I'm with you on that. I don't really care about height, but I know like a lot of women do care about height.
All right, so now let's move on to and there's JD. Same thing. He's funny. He's charming. I like his personality.
Okay, my question is, because I see a lot of people talking about his. The way he spoke Spanish. Did you not see like videos of people talking about this? Like,
I have not, no.
Okay, I think he said he's from Puerto Rico, but the way he said it, and everyone's like, does he just live there now or is he Puerto Rican? Like, they were confused by it. He seems okay. He's coupled up with Hoda, so he must like a little crazy.
I mean, duh. I love Hoda. Sorry. I'll say that. My bad.
I know you do. I know you do.
All right. Zach, I didn't even. Can I be completely honest with you?
You barely remember him?
Look, I just saw this picture and I thought I was being punked. I don't know who this guy is. Like, he's on the show? Like, for real.
Like I said, you barely remember him.
I forgot he's matched up with Iris, who I still don't understand how's on the show either. So that's beside the point, I guess. All right. And then, of course, last but not least, we have this guy. What are your thoughts on Zach? I'd love to hear some thoughts in the chat about Zach as well. Anybody have some thoughts about Zach?
I mean, when he first came in, he seemed cool. I see that just from social media, he is friends with Miguel. That was on the last season.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I don't know. He's definitely, yes, DJ, he's definitely here to play the game and he's not going to hold back, obviously.
All right. So now let's try to unpack tonight's episode a little bit. All right. We're not going to talk about the conversations. We're not going to bore ourselves with all the conversations that we had on tonight's episode, right? There's a few things that I do want to talk about, though. All right. Some of the main factors of watching the situation go on was the new people understood what they had to do. If you know that the person you're partnered up with has a strong connection in that other villa, you know that there's a likelihood that you're going to go home, right? So sure. Now, mind you, again, we'll talk about the eliminations in a minute, but if you look at that big picture of the moves that were made tonight, right? Zach knows that Alandria has a strong connection with Taylor, right? She's talked about it with him, right? And then on the flip side, Zach knows that Amaya doesn't have a connection, or she has a connection with Austin, but it's soured, right? So yeah. Zach, in this moment, understands that in order for me to stay, I have to pick Amaya.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And then on the flip side, what is her face name? Hang on.
Alandria?
Was it Jaden? Jaden, right? No, for the girls, right? Jaden and Austin, oh, okay. Right?
Yes.
Austin doesn't really have, it's the same person, right? It's Amaya. You know what I mean? It's Amaya in the other side. It's the same thing. Nick has this connection back with Sierra. Jaden understands that, right? I think if Nick isn't like talking about Sierra or talking about being kind of maybe potentially locked up, she picks Nick 10 times out of 10.
For sure. Oh, I miss Nick. I wonder, he's going to sleep without me right now.
Right. Exactly. And Jaden wanted to pick Nick, but she did. played it safe for the game. Exactly. And understandable, right? And that's me right now in 1,000-foot level of taking my emotion out of it, because, you know, we'll talk about my emotion in a minute because I'm going to cry for you guys. But what were your thoughts of how this went down as somebody that has watched all the seasons of Love Island, is invested all the way around? How crazy was it to not only have the recoupling midweek on a Tuesday at that, just a random-ass Tuesday out in these streets, then have the recoupling, and then sending home two people, and then it end up being the two people that it was? What are your thoughts? Like, unpack all of that craziness I just had for you.
I'm so sick because they've never done this before, and I get it. They're trying to, you know, spice things up, but I don't know. I just feel like it's not the same Love Island. It's not the same. I feel like now it's just, of course, yes, everybody knows that you're going to get the money at the end, but I feel like it's just about that right now. Like, this is literally Love Island games. It's not Love Island anymore.
Yeah, and that's, to me, it's like,
like, Love Island games, I get it. That's what that is. Like, you're there to play the games to win the money. If you get a connection, fine. If not, then it is what it is.
Yeah, and somebody joined said it wasn't the same before Casa.
You're right. Yeah. It wasn't because we didn't have a solid couple. Not one couple was solid. I mean, can we say Nick and Sierra was solid?
Right.
But no one was closed off. By Casa, everyone's like, oh, no, we're closed off. We're closed off.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, too.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
If you look at Sierra, let's talk about the Sierra Nick. Sierra's down bad. Can you imagine what Sierra's going to do? Ashley, talk to me about this.
Sierra is going to lose it. And I'm hoping this doesn't happen, but I'm wondering if Sierra is going to play this out like Hannah did.
Yeah, like, I mean,
because she's kind of liking this guy in the villa.
Yeah.
But she's still thinking about Nick.
Yeah, I agree. And to me, it's because on the flip side, you have Taylor, but Taylor's making a connection. Ish. I don't know. And then, okay, so Nick and Alondra go home. All right. First things first. I want to say this as a dude. Seeing Taylor and Ace's reaction to Nick going home, it's such a beautiful thing to see, right? We understand that this is reality TV, right? But there's an element of Ace and Taylor's reaction. First off, that reaction shows you how much more closer they were to Nick than they ever were with Jeremiah. Okay. That's the first thing it shows. Two grown ass men crying. First off, we saw more emotion from Ace tonight than we have in the previous 19 episodes. And I'll tell you what, this was the most vulnerable, this was the most real, and this is the most raw we have seen Ace this season.
Ace and Taylor were going through it.
And it was amazing to see. I love it. I love watching, you know, and it's weird to say it kind of like that, but I love watching grown men show their emotion in front of the whole entire world. There's nobody in this world that doesn't, you know what I mean? Exactly. You know, Savannah talked about we finally saw Ace has a heart. And yeah, I mean, I don't think Jeremiah's elimination was BS. I think that they saw a threat and they got rid of the threat. I feel that way. I feel like they got rid of the threat. And I think Jeremiah could have endgamed this thing. And that's what happened. And some people are saying this is a little bit of karma. And those people can also like pound sand. But it might be. But to me, it was refreshing. It's refreshing to watch these guys get in their emotions, because at the end of the day, even if you don't find love, you are finding these bonds. You are connected. This is, yes, sure, it's only been 20 days, but think about this. They're with these people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know what I mean? Like, they're hanging out all day, every day. We get 6.5 hours of it a week. That's what we get a week of this. You know what I mean? That's 6.5 hours of 7 days a week that they're connecting. And that's why people, like, I don't criticize people per se for falling in love or having their emotional connection the way that they are, because that might be A, their personality outside in the real world. But like, if you, it's not friend, it's not, but they're making, I mean, look, it, look at how they act. Look how Shelly acted though, is what I'm saying. That's my point about it is how they reacted. They're making bonds. They're boys. You know what I mean? It was nice. It was beautiful. It's the how they reacted was the same way Shelly and Huda. We got the new crying Huda out and about tonight, which was crazy. Can we talk about how Shelly and Huda were like literally crying over Alondria's bag, which was hilarious. Not hilarious, but it was just
They were definitely like, first of all, at first I thought Huda was like faking it, because I saw her like putting her hand over her face, and I'm like, is this girl crying or not? But I mean, it was very emotional. Like, they were not expecting that.
I thought Huda was trying to be the center of attention. Look, I mean, I can't say that I disagree with that comment.
Yeah, she was like, I mean, but so was our girl,
Shelly was
Amaya,
down
Amaya
bad.
Papaya.
Oh,
Amaya
my
papaya.
God. She made that. Oh, okay. Hold on. Now, Amaya's got to go. First off, I can't listen to her voice anymore. I can't. I'm sorry.
She sounds like Tommy Pickles.
I can't listen to her voice anymore. You know what? You're right. She made this entire scene about herself. The entire thing.
And you know, our girl Alandria, she was a soldier. She
stuck her tongue down that man's throat just to stay in the game. Amaya might win this. Dwayne, I don't know where you live, brother, but
what?
We finna fight.
Amaya's winning me over. So,
DJ, remember, what? I thought DJ and I were friends, man.
Remember when Alandria said, like, I appreciate you coming to me woman to woman? Like, but like, I hate that my girl Alandria's gone. I can't take it.
There was a moment where Alandria's looking at the camera and she doesn't break down, right? She tried to stay strong. And you could tell that's just, you could just tell that's the type of person she is. And, you know, she even says, you know, I always have to be there. I always have to be that strong person. There's some sincerity. There's some rawness. There's some realness in that thing. But when she looked at the camera, she gets a little bit emotional and she goes, I just want to be in love, guys. And I just lost it. I lost
it. Me too.
Like it was undeniably beautiful. You know, the thing, Dwayne, I mean, okay. But it was crazy to see. Now the question is, you guys have to understand, I do understand the game. That's why I totally full wholeheartedly believe that Jeremiah got eliminated because they saw him as a threat, period. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, that's exactly what happened. And that to me is, I full wholeheartedly believe that. And again, Amaya is playing the game. You know, she is playing the game. She stuck her tongue down a little buddy's throat and hello, you know what I mean? And that got her to the next level. You know what I mean? No one's going. So that's the big question. Do you think O and Nick are coming back after the ending, though? That's the next step we're going to talk about right now, because obviously we see the Jeep pull up. We see
Alandria
open the... Yeah. Hurry up, hop in!
Get in! Hop in, Barbie!
I hate Austin and Dwayne. I hate him. I hate him.
See, that's my thing I wanted to say. I think that the guys, they seemed very relaxed during that whole process because they really expected Austin to go home.
Yeah.
Not mm-hmm. Nick.
Yeah, and again, though, but it was Jaden's playing the game. You know what I mean? Jaden's playing the game. Good for her to keep her seat in the house because, again, if she goes to Nick, she goes back, Sierra, Nick, I don't think they separate. You know what I mean? I think they stay together. You know what I mean? So for me, it's like they're staying together, period, 100%. Three bombshells, that'd be interesting. Three bombshells, you bring back Alandria, Nick, and, you know, somebody else, not Jeremiah. Listen, ooh. Nick got what he gave Jeremiah. Look, no, Ace, look, I understand karma. I understand. I understand, guys.
That karma worked quick.
It did, too. Mommy's little meatball.
Aww.
I'm going to cry again, guys. Hang on. I'm going to share something here. Let's see here. But yeah, I mean, you know, how can we ever forget these little moments? You know what I mean? Look at this. Mommy's little meatball. You know what I mean? It was one of the best 25 seconds of my life. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this guy's just chilling in the bed, eating his pancakes. You know what I mean? How can you not? And look at these bros. Look at these bros. I love this. I love these guys. I love these guys. Look at that.
Taylor was going through. Oh my God.
I know. I love you, bro. I love you too. I love you guys too. You know what I mean? Nick, you know, it is what it is. I know. You know what? That's what makes me mad. I love all the people in the chat, but they're making me mad because I forget they're all Jeremiah people. You know what I mean? But it makes sense though. I mean, don't get me wrong. Look, if I was team Jeremiah, I would be pretty upset too. I mean, Ace is running the game. And to be honest with you guys, that's the reason why I love Ace so much.
The end of Ed, and Eddie. I'm done.
Y'all hurting me now. Y'all are
They're
me
done.
Before. Do we think Nick and Alandria come back?
Yes. And I was mad because I was really like, I had tears over here. tears in my eyes. And then when the Jeep pulled up, for some reason, I thought Jeremiah was going to be in the car.
Oh my God, we'd be having a whole different conversation right now if Jay popped out of that damn thing.
I thought he should have.
They open the door and Jay looks at him and says, ha, "Gotcha, bitch," and just like exactly. pulls away. You know what I mean? Like, come on, that would be hilarious. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So people have been eliminated before and come back, right? That's.
This has never happened before.
No. So if somebody comes back,
not for US, possibly for UK, I'm not sure, but I've watched every season of the US, and this elimination before going back into the villa has never happened.
Yeah, but Dwayne, you're saying UK, Bergie came back. Okay.
Oh, UK. Okay, UK, it's happened.
Yeah, they're asking if it's somebody in Australia. Okay, so if people have come back, have in been Australia. Eliminated and come back as
You mean like come back as, oh, yes. As like, yes. Sorry, okay. I misunderstood. I thought you meant like the, you know, dumping off of before they even come back. But yeah. No, that's definitely happened. Yeah, Bergie came back.
Interesting. Yeah, so what do you, I mean, obviously we have Thursday and Friday. I'm assuming Sundays has always been the big episode. Sunday is always really kind of your big episode. You know what I mean? Not from Casa, but they do come back. Got it.
I don't know about this Sunday. Maybe the big episode will be Thursday.
I don't know. But Casa's normally 3 or 4 days, right?
Yeah. So there's no show tomorrow.
Right. So 3 and 4 would technically be Thursday, Friday. And we normally get an insane cliffhanger Friday that holds us over until Sunday. So I really feel like the merging of the castles. My thing is, it is different this year. So yeah, exactly. Like, who knows? So, like, we're talking about it and it could be completely different. Obviously we had, you know, eliminations during Casa, so we don't really know. But my question to you is I don't think if we're going to bring back Laundrie and Nick, they need to come back like after they merge. You know what I mean? Like, they need to be like announced as eliminated. You know what I mean? I feel you know, I think they're merging on Sunday. I agree with that, DJ. I think because for some reason to me, Sundays has been that's been the episode.
You know what I think might happen? I think that Nick and Alandria left, right? Maybe they'll go back to the villa after Casa and they'll send Sierra on a date.
Ooh.
And when she gets to the date, Nick will be there. Because at this point, Sierra has already formed a connection with this new guy. And Taylor already is forming a connection with Clark. And maybe they'll send Taylor on a date and it'll be Alandria. And they'll have to choose if they want to go back to them or stay with who they're with.
I think they're going to do another recoupling on Sunday as well. I guess my big question is there's what, like 6 couples on both sides, right? So we got 24 total people.
Yes.
God, Lee, could you imagine? Yeah, then Alandria will be going home twice. Oh my God, that'd be so dramatic.
No, that wouldn't wish that on her. I know, but like, and then everyone would hate Taylor. Taylor would be the new villain.
Taylor would be the new, but man, the way he's been looking at these other girls, never looked at Alandria like that, but that's the problem. That's why he's strung along. That bedroom is going to be packed. Exactly. Like, they're going to be sleeping on top of each other. It's 24 people. You know what I mean? Every bed's going to be filled. Lots of sweat. Lots of swap and spit. I guess that's my big question is like, how many people get a... Okay, so Casa always happens, right? So the girls, right? The girls always get guys and the guys always get girls, right? So, but you said in the past how it is you have to come back. If you come back, you're coupled. If you're not or whatever, then it happens. So if we have 24 people walking into the one merge at one time, there's got to be a lot of people going home, right? Like, who's the OGs? Who gets to decide what they do? Like,
this is like, they're really leaving us on the edge of our seats because it's like, there's literally no room for everybody. Didn't Ariana say that they would be a date between America's top choice? She never specified as a couple. Nicolandria. Ooh. I just got goosebumps, Jerry.
Yeah, everyone's bad. Yeah,
everyone's been gunning for the Nick and Alandria show.
They have been. I mean, I forgot about that. Yeah, Casamari guys are better looking and kinder. I'm an idiot. God, I can't read. I'm tired. My eyes are tired. But yeah, so it's interesting. For that programming note, obviously, for those of you at home, we will be live Sunday night. That is going to be our next live episode. There is a conversation. Savannah's laughing at my bad ability to read, and I don't blame you. yeah, four of the five Casa guys have personality of a rock. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I just want to shout out a few things real quick. Australia, Hong Kong, Brazil, United States, obviously, South Africa, and Canada. I want to shout out all of these countries as we have approached the top 100, top 200 of all of these countries across the world. This is insane. I'm a journalism major. Why? That makes plenty of sense. But yeah, we appreciate you guys' support. We appreciate the comments. We appreciate the likes. We appreciate the five-star reviews across the board, right? You know what I mean? We appreciate those on iTunes. They're very, very important. Give us a five-star rating. Leave those comments on Spotify. If you give us a five-star rating over there as well. If you're right here on YouTube, as you're sitting here, just hit the subscribe button. We appreciate you guys. Like these comments, this makes Ashley and I have so much more fun having you guys in here chatting. I love the banter with everybody in here just because it's back and forth. We're having a good time. And programming note, like I said, we will have a special episode, not Love Island edition, dropping to you guys, I think Friday morning. It'll depend on what I do. It might be Friday morning. It might be, but it's going to be on season two of The Ultimatum Queer Love. Ashley and I, we're going to be breaking it down. The new season drops in like, I don't know, 6 hours or whatever it is. So you'll definitely be on there. And then, like I said, we'll be back live on Sunday night, 9:15 Eastern. It's ish. We watch the episode a little bit early if it uploads early. So that to me is one thing that you have to keep a lookout for. We'll sometimes go live around 9 o'clock. We do try to give everybody that doesn't get it early time to watch it, but that's definitely exciting as well. All right, Ashley, you have the floor as we do every week. We're going to do some parting gifts. We appreciate everybody in the comments. I was hoping one of the tombs would have coupled with Alondra and the two black guys. Can't remember their name. Yeah, me too. Who'd have got them though? But Ashley, parting thoughts on this episode as we head into more Casa Thursday and Friday.
All I have to say is bring Nick and Alondra back. We lost Jeremiah. And I don't understand why Austin is still here. Need Austin? Gone. Nick, Alandria, Jeremiah, back. That's all I have to say.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Bring my boy, Mommy's Little Meatball, back. We need the Stooges back together. You saw how emotional they were, but also bring back Alandria because I love her too. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode. We will be back Sunday night at 9:15 Eastern time.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.